Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are racing towards the conclusion of Maseches Krisos. We are in the sixth perek, and we are in the penultimate shir. Today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav tells us, Hamafrish shtei saloyim la'asham, if somebody put aside two saloyim, two shekels, and the intention was that they would be used to purchase a guilt offering, v'lokach behen shnei elim la'asham, and then he used them to buy two rams for a guilt offering, im haya echad mehen yafa shtei saloyim, if one of them becomes worth two shekels, yikrev la'ashamo, then he may offer it for his guilt offering. This is because the Torah specifies that an asham must be worth two shekels. A shekel and a selah are the same thing. So if he bought two rams for the two shekels, they're not worth it. But if one of them appreciates in value, then it is worth two shekels and may be used for this. V'hasheni, what does he do with the second ram? Yira ad sheyistaev v'yimacher. So he has to let it graze until it develops a mum, a blemish, and then it's sold. V'yiplu damav l'nadava, and then he gives the money as a free will offering to the temple, meaning he purchases a burnt offering with it. Lokach behen shnei elim l'chulin, if he buys two rams for regular food, not sacrificial purposes, echad yafa shtei saloyim ve'echad yafa asara zuz, and then they go up in value so that one of them is worth the two shekels and the other one is worth 10 zuz. A shekel is 4 zuz, so 10 zuz would be 2 shekels plus 25%. Hayafa shtei saloyim yikrav la'ashamo. Then the one that's worth 2 shekels may be offered for his guilt offering, because he has to use a ram that's worth 2 shekels. Vahasheni, and the second one, limilaso, that's used to pay for his trespass, for his misappropriation of temple funds. In other words, because he used the two shekels that were put aside to purchase guilt offerings to buy secular food, he now not only owes a guilt offering, but he also has to reimburse the temple for that which he took. Plus, he has to bring a sacrifice as part of his atonement for the misappropriation of temple funds. So here it's saying that if one of these rams becomes worth the value that he misappropriated, which is the 2 shekel plus the 25%, he can use that as his repayment. And now just to clarify, when the Torah talks about repayment, it talks about a chomesh, which is a fifth, which is 20%. But there's an internal fifth and an external fifth. So normally the fifth would be 20%, meaning 20% of the principal. But here when we talk about a fifth, we talk about 20% of the total. So if he owes 8 zuz, he would repay that with 10 zuz. That is 25% more. But if you take the total amount of 10 zuz, then the 8 that he owes is 20% of the total he repays. So it's an external fifth. So don't be concerned when we talk about a chomesh, a fifth, but you do the math and you see it's actually 25%. So that's how it's calculated. Continuing in the Mishnah, Echad la'asham ve'echad l'chulin. So now getting back to the case where he took his two selahs and he used them to buy two rams, one intending to use it for his guilt offering and the other one intending to use it for food. Im hayesha asham yafesh de salayim, if the one that he bought for an asham goes up in value so that it's worth two salayim, yikrav l'ashamo, he can use it for his original guilt offering. V'hasheni l'milaso, and he can offer the second one for his atonement for the misappropriation of temple funds. V'yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and then he brings and pays back the sela that he misappropriated plus one-fifth. Here are the cases he only misappropriated half as much. In the previous case, he bought two animals for food, so he misused both shekels. But here he bought one for an asham and one for food. So since he used two shekels that should have been used for an asham, he really only misappropriated one shekel worth. So he only has to pay back one shekel and its fifth. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Hamafrish shtei saloyim, if somebody separates two shekels. Shekach din asham, that's the law of the guilt offering. Dechsiv ba'asham me'ilos, because it says regarding the guilt offering of misappropriation, be'erkacha kesef shkalim, be'shekel ha'kodesh la'asham. So it tells us there that it has to be worth silver shekels of the temple value. V'targum shkalim slayim, and the Mishnaic term for shekel is selah. Va'asham gezelos, va'asham taloi, lamdim me'ashen me'ilos, be'gzera shava. And we apply the same rule to the asham that one brings for theft and the asham one brings the conditional asham when you don't know whether or not you did a sin. That's from a gzeret shava. Namar kan be'erkacha, because in this case it says its value, and it says v'namar lahalan be'erkacha, and it says elsewhere its value. So we understand that this rule of being worth 2 shekel applies in those cases as well. And there's more to this part in Nero as far as other ashams that do and don't have this rule, but we're going to skip. Im haya echad mehen yafash de slayim. So if he buys 2 rams and one of them is worth 2 shekels, afal pi shebeshas hafrasha lo haya yafa elasela. Even though when he separated it, it wasn't worth more than 1 shekel. Im beshas kapara yafash dayim. If when he offers it as a sacrifice, it's worth 2, kosher, it's valid. Because we follow what the sacrifice is worth when it gets offered, not when it gets purchased. Hilkach, therefore, also shehu yafa achshav b'shas kapara shtei salayim, that which is worth 2 shekels now when it's offered, yikrav la'ashamo, may be used for his guilt offering. Va'afapi shelo kanahu mitchila ela b'sela, even though he only paid 1 shekel for it when he bought it. V'hasheni yira lefi shenachak memaos asham u'lashem asham. And the second one has to be left to graze because he used money that was designated for a guilt offering and he bought it intending it to be used as a guilt offering. V'yiplu damo v'nedava. And then he should take the money that he gets from selling it after it develops a blemish and use it as a gift to the temple. D'hachi kaimalan mosar asham l'nedava. Because we've established that the leftover money from a guilt offering can be used as a gift. Lokach behem shnei elim lechulin, if he bought 2 rams intending to use them for secular purposes, la'achila, just to eat. Mal bamos v'yotze lechulin. So if he did that, then he misappropriated the temple funds, and it loses its sanctity. Yafe asara zuzim. So if the second of these 2 animals is worth 10 zuz, kidei shtei slayim shemal behen, which is worth the 2 shekels that he misappropriated, v'chumshan, and also their 5th. Shehasela arba zuzim, because the shekel is worth 4 zuz. So that's 2 zuz plus the external 5th. So it's really 25%, not 20%, as we discussed earlier. Hayafa shtei slayim yikrev la'ashamo. The one that's worth 2 sela may be used for his guilt offering. L'shem oso asham shehifrish alav hamaos, for that original guilt offering that he put the money aside for in the first place. V'hasheni l'milaso, and the second one is used to repay his misappropriation. Mefarish b'gemara, the Gemara explains, lo sheyakrivo sola asham, he doesn't offer it as a guilt offering, the guilt offering for misappropriation, ela sheyitnenu legizbor, but rather he gives it to the temple treasurer, bishvil shtei shalayim shehotzi lechulin, because of the 2 shekels that he caused to go out from their sanctified state into secular, shenizchayev behen ubechumshan, because he has to repay them plus their 5th, shehem bein hakeren v'hachomesh asara zuzin, because the original principal plus the 5th that he owes equals 10 zuz. V'yavi asham b'shtei salayim, and then he has to buy another sacrifice for 2 shekels. Mibeso l'karvan me'ila, and that's what he uses as the sacrifice to atone for his misappropriation. Echad la'asham v'echad l'chulin, let's say he buys 2 rams, intending to use 1 for an asham and 1 for food. Lachach b'shtei salayim shehifrish shahayu kodesh. So he uses the 2 shekels he put aside, which became sanctified, shnei elim, 2 rams, echad la'asham ve'echad la'achilas chulin, 1 for guilt offering, and 1 just to eat his regular food. Uma'al basela. So we see that he only misappropriated 1 of the 2 shekels. Im hayeshal asham yafe shtei salayim yikrav la'ashamo. If the one he bought to be used as a guilt offering becomes worth 2 shekels, he can use it for a guilt offering. Harishon, the first one, Shahari Lishmo, Nilkach Mimos, Shinifrashulo, because it was bought for this purpose from the money that he originally put aside. Vahasheni, but the second ram, the one that he bought for food, Shehu Chulin, which is secular, Yikrav Lemiloso, he can offer it for his misappropriation, La'asha Mi'ilos, the guilt offering to atone for this sin, Al-Shahotzi Sela Achas Shel Kodesh L'Chulin, because he took that 1 shekel from its sanctified state to a secular state. Ukagon de ihu nami yafesh de slayim, but that's only if that ram becomes worth 2 shekels. De ein asha me'ilos pachos mishde slayim kesef, because the ram that's used for the sacrifice has to be worth at least 2 silver shekels. The yavi ima sela v'chumsha, and he has to bring with it 1 shekel and 1/5. Keren Shemalbo, which is again the principle that he misappropriated, v'chumsha, and 1/5, shahari sela hakodesh hotzi l'chulin, because he took 1 shekel that was sanctified and he turned it secular, so he has to pay for that. So there's 3 things he has to do in these scenarios. He has to bring the original guilt offering that he was obligated in. He has to repay what he misappropriated plus 1/5, whatever it was, whether it was 1 shekel or 2 shekel. He has to pay it back plus 1/5. And he also has to bring a guilt offering to atone for the misappropriation. Mishnah Zayin. Hamafrish chataso v'meis. If a person separates an animal to be used for a sin offering and then he dies, lo yiviena b'no achrav, his son may not bring it after him. V'lo yavienu mechet al chet, and the person who brought it in the first place, in the scenario where he doesn't die, may not bring it for a different sin. Afilo al chelev she'achal emesh, lo yavienu al chelev she'achal hayom. Even if it's the same sin, if he got this sacrifice to atone for eating chelev, forbidden fat, yesterday, he cannot bring it to atone for eating chelev, forbidden fat, that he ate today. Shenamar, and this is because the Torah says, karbano al chataso, it's his sacrifice for his sin, shehei karbano l'shem cheto. So the sacrifice that he gets is for a specific sin that he committed. He can't, it's not fungible, not for another person who did the same sin, not for another sin done by the same person, not even for the same sin done on a different occasion by the same person. There's only one Bart Noro here. Lo yavienu b'no achrav, his son may not bring it after him. Im shagag haben b'shagas chatas, if the son accidentally did the same sin as the father, lo yavi chatas shehifrish aviv, kedei sheyikofer bo ashgagaso. So if the son did the same sin as the father, he cannot bring the sacrifice that the father separated. And we're certainly not talking about the son bringing it for the father, because there is no atonement after a person passes away. So that wouldn't even be a thing. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude the chapter and the Masechta with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.